Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Perhaps you can hear outdoor sounds and maybe the sound of my sprinkler. You know, I'm an outdoor guy. Just think of it as peaceful background. As you know by now on my podcast, I'm not too concerned with studio perfection. I was in radio way back when, over the course of about 7-8-ish years total, just under half of that full-time and the rest of it part-time, but did production and stuff. So I'm aware, folks. I'm aware my sound quality can be better. I'm going to lean on the idea that I have a decent voice automatically that doesn't need to be processed to sound okay. So enjoy the outdoor sounds. So today, I got to tell you, I'm just going to highlight something of note for the JFK case. And as I've done before, it's something that I found from listening to a great podcast called Solving RFK. Through that, then, we have a certain guests and people have written books. So, for this one, the episode is, called The HSA Investigation, quote-unquote, with Robert Tannenbaum. And Robert Tannenbaum, I'm gonna bring a few nuggets out of here. Each one's going to be more of a quick rant of truth. And the first one is just the idea when you hear in 2025 and the releases, you got all this information, we're basically saying, yeah, but we still can't conclude anything. Okay, so this is going to be about CIA involvement and about the highest possible level sources and what their opinion upon investigation was. Now, is that the same thing as, you know, the facts? No. I mean, we talk about the facts. Other people talk about the facts. I just want you to be aware that when very, very high-level sources conclude something, that's relevant. The facts are still underneath, obviously. But when they conclude something and what they conclude is the scandalous or controversial part, that's when you should pay attention. So Robert Tannenbaum ends up being a deputy lead counsel on the House Select Committee on Assassinations. So this would be the very late 70s and into the 80s is when that happened. That's where people tend to forget and act like it's only Warren Commission when the House Select Committee on Assassinations, I don't have the quote or even the paraphrase right now, was a fairly serious thing, although it got compromised at the end after Tannenbaum left. And they concluded far differently than did the Warren Commission. So this little tidbit is about Roger Tannenbaum when he first gets into Washington to be. And again, let me confirm just exactly what... Let me just confirm exactly what it says he is. Okay, yeah, Tannenbaum initially was with the HSCA as deputy chief counsel. Before that, when I talk about high-level sources, this is just one of them. This guy is as plugged in, as reputation, as you can imagine. So when this bomb drops, you should understand it's not an AI video, okay? You're not seeing a video, AI video of a bomb dropping. No concerns there. Okay, so deputy chief counsel, day-to-day operations on HSCA for a period of time until he resigned due to realizing they weren't going to try to get to anything. Even though HSCA did come up with a far different conclusion, he was finding far different things than even what the conclusion... a far different conclusion from the Warren Commission... and with a lot more implications, and it wasn't. The long story short is that they did not think it was Lee Harvey Oswald alone. That's the very least you can say. But he found a lot more than that. And once he realized they weren't going to let him go to where the evidence led, then he goes, well, they're not going to, something, you can listen to this in this episode. They're not going to give me subpoena power? Then why am I here? And so then he resigned. But again, Deputy Chief Counsel, before that, Tannenbaum was an assistant district attorney focused on the homicide and on homicide in New York City, where he never lost a felony trial. After his time on, so think about that. That is an investigator slash, you know, great attorney. And great attorneys have to investigate, right? I mean, that's what I mean by that. They have to get their P's and Q's together. Never lost a felony trial in New York City. After his time on the HSCA, Tannenbaum was a law professor at UC Berkeley, served two terms as mayor of Beverly Hills, and wrote 33 books. His newest book, which is going to cover this information, That Day in Dallas. So, that's background. He says he's in his first week in Washington for the HSCA as deputy chief counsel. And he says that the church committee is instead the Senate committee. And give me just a moment, and I will get to that information so I'm not going off the top of my head. Just a moment. All right, so here we go. The church committee was officially called the Select Committee to Study Governmental Operations with Respect to Intelligence Activities, dubbed the Church Committee because it was headed by Idaho Senator Frank Church. So again, that's respect to intelligence activities. It's like, what should they have known? Did they drop the ball and so on? It wasn't particularly trying to get down to everything. However, it did at least look into these things around a JFK assassination. One thing that they found was that CIA plots to assassinate Cuban Premier Castro during JFK's presidency went unreported to the Warren Commission. And the reason why it would otherwise be relevant is you're trying to understand who might want to murder JFK. And this despite the fact that CIA Director Alan Dulles was a member of the commission. So on this commission is a senator named Robert Schweiker. Okay, so when our guy that we're talking about that's being interviewed over on Solving JFK is telling his story that he's going to come to the HSCA, first week in Washington, Schweiker calls him up and he says, hey, just want to give you some background here. And when he, and so they meet, and first Schweiker, and let me give you a little bit more about Robert Schweiker, just a second. Robert Schweiker was a U.S. senator from 1969, and he was the ranking member, served at different times in his tenure in the Senate, the ranking member on both the Labor and Human Resources Committee and the Labor, Health, and Human Services Appropriation Subcommittee. He won, elected to U.S. Senate as the only successful Republican statewide candidate in an election in Pennsylvania, the only successful Republican statewide candidate. He tended to have a progressive reputation in the Senate in that he was a Republican but opposed the Vietnam War and a couple of Richard Nixon's nominations. But he did support school prayer and oppose stronger, widespread gun control. So, that's some of Robert Schweiker. Important thing to understand and emphasize is that he was a senator on this church committee. And then we'll probably get a little bit more background, but first let's get to the point of what he told our guy that's being interviewed on Solving AFK, Robert Tannenbaum. So, I'm going to let you listen to part of it, but due to, you know, I don't want to overdo copyright infringement or touch on that. I'm going to summarize part of it. He said that Schweiker said to him, the CIA will obfuscate you at every turn. And you probably, but listen, you guys expect that. Some of you listeners expect that. Some of you listeners thought that. I'm just saying some of the validity of that argument is backed up by a standing U.S. senator saying that to a hyper-accomplished, a 12-year U.S. senator. At that time, it would have been, I believe, about 10 years into a senatorship. And 10 years in, that's a pretty, and you know, a ranking member on a couple of committees. Just being a senator is pretty accomplished. Being a 12-year senator, more accomplished. Certainly, high-level sources. So the first thing he says to Tannenbaum is, the CIA is going to get in your way every time you try, just to let you know. But then the second thing is a thing that I'm going to go ahead and have you listen to straight from the horse's mouth. I'm going to pause for a second to decide how much I need to paraphrase before letting you listen to the straight audio. So for purposes of paraphrase, because like I said, I don't want to grab Solving RFK's audio to a large, large extent. I do think this is an important evaluation slash just how Tannenbaum wants to characterize Schweiker. I just told you some of his background, but Schweiker himself says, listen, I'm sorry, Tannenbaum says, listen, Schweiker was middle of the road conservative, which goes with what I just told you. You know, he was for gun control, against gun control and so on. But on the other hand, he opposed the Vietnam War and so on. And Tannenbaum says, also then he's not really one of the guys just trying to go get publicity. So I just think that characterization is important a little bit to set some context also for the solidity of what the guy had to say. All right, next thing I'm going to paraphrase is that while I said it'll obfuscate that Schweiker said to Tannenbaum, they will obfuscate, the CIA will. Tannenbaum also said that Schweiker told him they will deceive you. So it's not just via omission and lack of access. It is also that at least Tannenbaum says, Schweiker says, they will deceive you. All right, so here's the quote I want you to listen to straight from Tannenbaum. So I'm going to play that for you.
He said, the second thing I want, and here are my notes. He said, the second thing I want to tell you is, and this is gut-wrenching for me to tell you, the evidence in this case, as far as we're concerned here on the Senate side, as a result of this investigation. And remember, Senator Church was the lead person in this whole investigation, which received a tremendous amount of publicity at the time in the mid-70s. And he said, from the evidence, I want you to know that we believe that the CIA murdered the president.
All right. So there you go. I might play it again just for emphasis. But he said, from the evidence, we believe that the CIA murdered the president. He said, from the evidence on the Senate side, we believe that the CIA murdered the president. So that was his introduction in Washington. The Senate has done some stuff. They've looked at the intelligence. That's what a 10-ish year termed senator brought him behind closed doors to let him know. After which then Tannenbaum says, well, that's fine, but I'm going to go find what I find. And Schweiker said, well, of course you will. I mean, I understand that. Just it's purely background. And it might just have been to know, listen, as you go through this, just understand that you do have one kindred spirit here, whether we can go there or not. So from the evidence on the Senate side, we believe the CIA killed the president. And with that, I think I'll just close up and let you know that Schweiker was opinionated, outspoken a little bit, but didn't go to publicly, but not to that level. So to that end, let me just, I'm sorry. Yeah, Schweiker, the senator, was outspoken and did say some things that are at least half measures towards the proper criticism. And so to that end, I'm going to find those very quickly. Before I get to those exact details, I will tell you that I missed something that even adds more to Schweiker's, you know, high-level source background, that before his U.S. senatorship from Pennsylvania from 69 to 81, he also served in the House of Representatives for another 8 years for the same state. And for what it's worth, for those people who believe that, you know, being generally accepted is a beneficial thing, I don't always agree with that politically. Like, I don't necessarily, I mean, I'm going to try to communicate so that if I were a politician, I'm going to try to communicate to the all of the people to appeal to the idea that I am really, you know, seeing a vision to help everybody. But if everybody doesn't understand it due to, you know, media blackout of my messaging or whatever it might be, I'm not going to be too concerned that, you know, I don't, my appeal doesn't reach across party lines. But that can be important for some people. So I will emphasize that, as I said, Schweiker, 69 to 81 as a senator. In 74, he was reelected, again, in a largely Democratic state, Pennsylvania. And he even defeated the Pittsburgh mayor in a year when many incumbents lost. Due to what? Well, what, 74? Not long after, you know, 72-ish in that time period, Watergate. Many Republican incumbents lost. Yet, Schweiker won 53% of the vote, which not only won it, but it was the highest of any senator from Pennsylvania since 1946 at the time. So 74, almost, you know, almost 30 years, 28 years. And he was endorsed by the AFL-CIO and received 49% of the vote in heavily Democratic Philadelphia. These extra pieces of information about Schweiker, I'm just getting off of the Wikipedia article, just that there are some good emphases. Now, as to Schweiker and this select committee to study governmental operations with respect to intelligence activities, that being the, quote, Church Committee. As I said, they found allegations that CIA plots to assassinate Fidel Castro during JFK's presidency, which would have provided motive, didn't even get reported by the Warren Commission. That led Schweiker to call for a reinvestigation of Kennedy's assassination, as, again, this was more about respect to intelligence activities. I believe, but I could be wrong, that, you know, maybe just some part of that is overlapping with JFK, which is why he would call for a reinvestigation. It's just overlapping somewhat because of, you know, again, the title is Study Governmental Operations with Respect to Intelligence Activities. I'm not trying to give you a primer on church, just trying to get you on the Church Committee, just trying to give you a little bit of context there. So Church then Church appointed Schweiker and Gary Hart to be a two-person subcommittee. And if you've heard about the Church Committee, but if you're like me and like, I kind of need these reminders. So Church appointed Schweiker and Hart. So there you go, a two-person subcommittee to look into the, quote, performance or non-performance of intelligence of intelligence agencies during the initial investigation of the assassination. So again, this puts him into a higher, a more elite, you know, knowledge group, besides his general reputation, just a more elite knowledge group. And in October 75, He did say that at a press conference, did Schweiker, that the subcommittee had developed, quote, significant leads and was investigating three. He probably didn't say this because it's not in quotes. It's just this CIA crap. In Wikipedia, why would it be, if it's not in quotes, this is so maddening. Understand that Wikipedia is used by full-time people to bring it back to what they want it to say. It's not just citizen investigators. You know this, but notice that, again, we just had quotes, significant leads, about the press conference in 75 by Schweiker, and he was investigating three theories, but that is not in quotes. This part of the sentence is not in quotes. Therefore, we know he didn't use this, and instead it says three conspiracy theories. But, therefore, importantly, so he's investigating three theories. The article here doesn't say it, but there is a link, and they label it conspiracy theories. Adding, I think the Warren Commission is like a house of cards. It is going to collapse. The church committee called the initial investigation. Hold on a second. I lost that. Nonetheless, as I said, being that the church committee pulled back, I'm gonna skip that part. In May 76, Schweiker told the CBS Morning News that he believed the CIA and FBI had lied to the Warren Commission. Now, again, it's not as specific, but it is consistent with what he told Tannenbaum. On June 26, 1976, he appeared on CBS's Face the Nation and said that the commission made a fatal mistake, quote unquote, by relying on the CIA and FBI instead of its own investigators. He also said that he felt it was possible that the White House was involved in a cover-up. So again, then, to summarize, we are not talking about Tyson's conspiracy corner. We're talking about the guy who was appointed among the two-person subcommittee looking into the CIA's and intelligence's generally failings or not in the initial investigation of the Kennedy assassination, so that one would presume that might be pre-Warren Commission plus Warren Commission. He was specifically looking into that on the larger investigation of intelligence operations. He's a 12-year senator at the time he talks to Tannenbaum, approximately a 10-year senator, and prior to that, an 8-year representative. And Tannenbaum himself is not just anybody. He's the deputy chief counsel of the HSCA with a major amount of career accomplishments and accolades prior to going to the HSCA, and then afterwards becomes a law professor at wherever I said it was. It was out in California. I forget if it was Stanford, but just go back and listen. And became a two-time mayor over in that direction. I think it said Beverly Hills, but just listen back. And has wrote many a book. So, very, very interesting. Again, highest level possible sources. A U.S. senator tells a guy who never lost a felony trial as a prosecutor in New York City. In New York City. It's not Rapid City. All right? It's not a mid-sized town. It's New York City, which isn't about how, you know, the fact that he never lost, but it's about that means there's even more stacked up. There's even more of a possibility for him not to be successful, because it was obviously no doubt busy. So, the highest of sources, The CIA will deceive you in HSCA. How he's telling the person coming into HSCA, the CIA will deceive you. And also, on the Senate side, we believe that the CIA assassinated JFK. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.